Well, this update is being brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. For the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and some of the latest headlines about a ride-hailing company called Uber. Well, they say they have banned an account that sent a driver to the Ohio home where an 81-year-old man allegedly shot the woman to death. Uber says the March 25th shooting death of driver Letha Hall is a horrific tragedy, and the company has provided information to help investigators. William Brock is accused of killing Hall at his home in South Charleston. The Clark County Sheriff's Office says he mistakenly believed that Hall had something to do with a scam phone call that he received that included threats and demands for money regarding a relative that was put in prison. And that's part of the scam. The sound of a vehicle backfiring spooked a circus elephant while she was getting a pre-show bath in Butte, Montana. The pachyderm broke through a fence and stopped noontime traffic on the city's busiest street before eventually being loaded back into a trailer. She plodded around the building with her trainer beside her and then walked across the street onto a lawn where she ate some grass. Viola is an Asian elephant with the Jordan World Circus, and in spite of everything that happened, she actually ended up performing last night. I'll be right back.
Escape to the beauty of Michigan's countryside with Chris Garza of Whitetail Properties Real Estate in association with Ranch and Farm Auctions, your key to exceptional farming, timber, and hunting land. With over two decades of local expertise, Chris takes pride in finding you the perfect slice of Michigan. At Whitetail Properties, they're more than just real estate. They're a network of over 300 land specialists across 38 states dedicated to turning your investment into prosperity. Their expansive reach means opportunities that capture your heart and are kind to your wallet. Trust, communication, and service are their guiding principles. They go beyond boundaries to determine the true market value of your property, ensuring you're on the path to success. Visit whitetailproperties.com or ranchandfarmauctions.com today to unlock a world of investment opportunities that speak to your dreams. Discover the potential, discover the possibilities with Whitetail Properties Real Estate and Ranch and Farm Auctions. Your journey to property investment starts here.
The head of a specialty pharmacy is going to be sentenced here in Michigan for 11 deaths that happened more than a decade ago that were tied to tainted steroids. Michigan is the only state that has pursued charges against Barry Cadden for deaths resulting from a national meningitis outbreak in 2012. He operated New England Compounding Center in Massachusetts. Steroids made in a dirty lab sickened more than 700 people in 20 states, and at least 64 people died. Cadden pled no contest to involuntary manslaughter here in Michigan. He's already serving 14 and a half year sentence for federal crimes. Wanted to make sure you tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. as we have a live broadcast of the DNR show. You'll be able to call in tomorrow and ask. We sort of have like a round table of the folks from DNR, and you'll be able to ask questions. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, do make sure that you go to thumbnet.net. I do have two obituaries to share with you. The first is in regard to George F. Deal of Port Hope, passed away on April the 12th at the age of 79. Visitation for George Deal will be on Thursday, April the 18th at 3 to 9 p.m. with a 7 p.m. rosary at Woojack Calcaterra and Sons on 25 Mile Road in Shelby Township. In-state will be held at 9:30 a.m. at St. Anastasia Catholic Church on John R. in Troy until the time of Mass at 10 a.m. on Friday. Graveside service and burial will take place at Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope, on Saturday, April the 20th at 12 p.m. You can share memories with the family of George Deal on their online guest book. And this is the, when you would go to the guest book, you would put in the at sign at WoojackCalcaterra.com. Also, Catherine Grace Katie Gasley, 41, of Bayport, passed from this life into the arms of her Savior on Monday, April 15th. A memorial service is going to be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, April the 18th at Elkton Missionary Church. Friends may begin to gather at the church at 10 a.m. Memorials may be made to Elkton Missionary Church or positive alternatives of bad acts in Katie Gasley's name. Leave a memory for the Gasley family at ChampagneFuneralChapel.com. And always remember, for the latest Thumb Area news, obituaries, closings and cancellations, and more, make sure you go to thumbnet.net.